Spectacular, episode 178, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of February 1st, 2009.
It's safe to come out. This is Sergeant Smithson Jensen.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's coming down, just chill with me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am Dust One.
I'm Triplets.
And I'm Dean Lewis.
The best one. Paranoid Sarge.
The cool one.
Cool.
Yeah.
The cool Sarge.
I'm the paranoid one.
Sarge is the sexy one. He's the good looking one.
But he's still paranoid.
So what are you paranoid about, Sarge?
Everything.
Just a little insight into your paranoia.
Oh, just everything.
The economy?
Just everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your thoughts on the Obama stimulus plan? I'm just kidding. This is a Halo podcast. Podtacular, where you can get your Halo news and updated headlines for economic stimulus thing.
Good one, G. Lewis.
Dude, we're just an all-around show. I mean, if you guys need your economic news, your Halo news, if you guys need updates on soccer, we got everything. Yeah, we got celebrity news, everything.
We got cooking need, shows,
We got updates on Team Fortress 2 from frickin' Dust Storm over here.
Live updates.
Jesus. Live updates.
I got Rock Band DLC news.
But I think that people would rather just hear Tales from the Foxhole, is my opinion. That's what I think. Right. don't we have the Collins for this episode as well?
Oh, yes. I believe we do.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
Ooh, where are they at?
Did Crunky do them for us again?
Yeah, I believe so.
Was he ever
we
so
love fun? Crunk.
Yeah. I love Crunk. You guys ever had Crunk, the energy drink?
No.
No, well, it's made by my cousin, as you guys remember, Little John. He's my this with me over here in Atlanta. You remember my cousin?
It's purple drink, right?
Yeah, it's purple drink. That's what his purple drink is. It's called Crunk Juice. You guys check it out.
Is it made from leftover needlers?
Yeah, we're actually working up a sponsorship between Crunk and Podtacular, so you guys might see some free Crunk coming your way.
I see.
Yeah. It's possible. It's in the talks.
Okay. I guess we'll have to see a little bit of that later.
Yeah!
So, Paranoid is our guest today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do around the Podtacular community?
I just post
flames.
A lot. I definitely flame.
Yeah.
All the time.
Flame Wars!
His old gamertag used to be Tollbooth Willie. You guys don't remember him? I guess not. Never mind.
No, I do. I do.
Luckily.
Cool. You're really him in disguise, aren't you, Sergeant? Aren't you?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's
the
secret's
out.
Voice. It's all about the voice, man. I can remember that voice.
Really? I thought I went through puberty.
I thought that happened around the age of 14 or something. I don't remember. I was too busy playing Halo 2. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Or if you were G. Lewis, you're too busy playing Pokemon cards.
Yeah, man.
Dude, get the new Charizard? Yeah, man. Playing Pokemon Snap all day.
Love that game.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Sarge, really, what do you do at Podtacular.com?
All I do is post and just try to start stuff with like Left 4 Dead and other games and kind of keep up with Halo 3.
Okay.
Very good.
What's your game right now? What game are you playing?
Oh, right now, Guitar Hero World Tour.
Just trying to get
that. Oh, very nice.
Dude, the drums are awesome. I like the cymbals and stuff. It's pretty cool.
I don't have that. I have the Rock Band 1 drums.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I like the new... I play them at Wally World because they have them at Walmart, so I've been playing them there.
I haven't played the drums there.
Yeah, I don't really have them in my room. I just... I've been playing World Tour. Yeah, I go to Walmart every day and just play it all day.
I do that.
Dude, that's when you know that you have nothing going on in your life.
It's yeah, no kidding.
Going to Walmart to play Guitar Hero every day. But, I mean, you know, it's what I like to do.
You know you play too much Guitar Hero. When?
You go to Walmart.
That's when you know when you need a job. And you can afford
or that.
It.
You,
just pretend you work there.
I'm sure you could go for the whole employee outfit.
Hello, ma'am. Can I help you find anything today? No, well, good, because I'm over here playing Guitar Hero, so I don't want to help you anyway. That'd be funny if you could just talk, like, if you were trying to play Guitar Hero World Tour there, and, like, you were playing the drums, but you needed somebody to play the guitar, and you started talking to, like, some old lady who worked there. You tried to talk her into playing it. Hey, come on, I just need somebody to play the drums. Come on, I just need somebody. Come on, look, I'm going to lose. This is for, like... I'm gonna get a lot of money if we do this. Just help me out, ma'am.
Just 100%. Can you do that?
Just on expert. I mean, come on. And then she plays, she picks it up, and she does it. And you're like, whoa!
Yeah, that'd be pretty
Marry
bad.
Me.
What's your favorite song on Guitar Hero?
Anyway, wait. What's the song called?
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, about that.
The one with Lenny Kravitz. I play that one a lot.
Wait, say that again?
The one with Lenny Kravitz. I forgot the name of the song. I just play it a lot.
Oh, that. Long ago, I meant something I wonder. That song, whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just talking about it. That should be the opening theme music to our episode today.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz.
Watch it be.
Very nice.
Cool. It's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah, it is fun. But I
have yet to play it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer it to Rock Band.
You should go to Wally World and start playing it. That's what all the kids, from what I've heard. First you got to unfold your bicycle and then you got to ride it.
Well, only if I had a Wally World here in Tulsa. But
there's no Walmarts in Tulsa?
Yeah, there's Walmarts.
Are you cereal?
But they're...
Oh.
They don't have the game displays.
Why not?
Like most of the ones do. Well, the closest one is in the ghetto part of town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'd be hanging out, because, you know, I'm from Atlanta. And, you know, that's where I'd be hanging out, is in the ghetto.
With KG.
Yeah, you would. playing some b-ball
outside of school, you know, like the hell thing,
shooting some hoops
with KG. Yo, me and KG just shooting hoops outside, you know, me and KG. So shouts out to KG. It was fun having him on last episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, thanks, Paranoid, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
That's what she said.
Pleasure. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Every night.
Wow. Anyway, we got some like
today.
We got some Collins from Crunk for this month's episode.
Yeah, again. From the community, edited by Crunk.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and head on over to see what's in our particular mailbag.
All right. It's Captain Crunk back for some more voicemails. And there's a lot, so let's get to them.
Hello, Podtacular. This is Tokyo in America. And I saw the thing on the front page, so I thought I would send one in. I don't have a tale from the foxhole or whatever, but I just want to say hi to Crunk. I think you're following me on Twitter. I'm following you, I know that. I want to say hi to, well, that's pretty much it, so, yeah. I'll throw in a fox hole or whatever. Okay, bye. See ya. Never mind, I won't. Bye.
Okay, thanks for your foxhole. Yeah, it's my Twitter buddy. Anyway.
What's up, Podtacular? It's Phone Soldier 332 again. I haven't called in for a while, so I was just checking in. Yeah, making sure everyone's doing okay. Haven't been on the website too often. I just got my computer back from the shop, so I'm going to be back on. I'm going to be a lot more active in the forums now, guys. So, just wanted you to know that. I'm also going to get back into Halo. I haven't been playing Halo for a while, but I want to get back into it. And, Captain Kronk, thanks for the friend request.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you ever get on Halo 3. I'd like to play a couple games with you sometime. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, well, I guess I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Fragging trucks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, not playing much Halo these days. I don't even have a working Xbox. Hopefully that'll change soon. All right.
Hey, Podtacular, this is NinjaMan59. Calling in to let you guys know that, first of all, my house is out of power right now, and I'm kind of scared. What was that? No. Seriously, what? And also, my Podtacular screen name is lowercase L space NinjaMan59 space lowercase L.
Oh.
All right. See ya.
All right. How about some tales from the foxhole? We've got a bunch here, so stick with us.
Hey, Podtacular. I actually have, I should tell my name tag first. I'm Elite Sniper 962. It's like 1 in the morning right now. And I can't go to sleep, so I'm going to send in a Tale from the Foxhole and Custom and Creation. Now I'm going to go for the Tale of Foxhole 2 first. So I was playing Lone Wolves, trying to get my Overkill achievement, and it was Lair on Epitaph. And I know everyone hates Epitaph, but all the cool stuff happened there. And what happened is I got the shotgun, and some people were chasing me, so I hid behind a shield door, and with my shotgun, and my shields were down. So the guy just chased me, so I shot one guy, and another guy came in, so I shot him again, double kill. And another guy came in, there was my triple kill, and I got really excited. And I already had my triple kill achievement, but I was going for overkill. So then I see another guy. So I run towards him, I shoot him, one shot left, I shoot him with the shotgun shot, I hit him, beat down, there's my overkill. Then, I beat down, assassinate another guy with a shotgun, which is out of ammo, and I get a kill-tacular. And then I died, because my shields were down, but, it's just pretty cool. You can check out my file share. I'll put it up in my file share probably after this tale in Foxhole. My gamer tag is LeetSniper962. Anyway, I'm going to move on to my custom and creation. Now, I mean, there's a lot of really cool customs and creations out there, but I get the best. So there's this one called Monstrux V2, the one. This is pretty much actually the game type, which kind of mixed around. You start off with random weapons, regenerating grenades. So, spawn with a gravity hammer. You could have the upper hand because you can just hit any vehicle. Maybe go from on the other map. But anyway, you have regenerating grenades. Pretty fun. You spawn with random weapons and you're driving around. You see the grenade hit a stick of warthog. Warthog goes flying. There's indestructible vehicles on, so you don't have to worry about that. And chopper spawn, and the raid spawns, It's a really cool map and game type. This is both on my foster. And again, my gamer tag is Elite Sniper 962. too. Thank you, Poptacular, for everything you've done. Keep on fragging, Nanny, folding bikes, teabagging Fool and Jive. Well, Fool and Jive is teabagging midgets and fragging them at the same time. Bye, Poptacular.
Hey, Poptacular, this is Scooter Drew, and I have a tale from the foxhole. I was playing on Standoff, and it was VIP multi-teams. And at the beginning of the game, I go and I grab the laser, and I see two VIPs fighting. So I go, oh, this is totally perfect. I go and I get a double kill with that, but then at the last second, man walks right into the beam, like in a conga line, playing limbo with it, and I get the triple kill. And it's in my file share, I forgot what it's called, but yeah, check it out. And I was wondering, Captain Crunk,
yes.
How do you pick the songs for the end when you're done with them? Because some of the songs that you played on there, like, I don't know which one it was, but it had like a really cool beat to it. I was jamming to it when I was listening to them at work. But yeah, keep on fragging school monkeys and light bulbs along with them driving their cars and the cars that go 100 million miles an hour. Thanks.
I got lost. Sorry. Oh, man. The magic to the songs. Man, I just have a ton of music, so I just pick at random sometimes. But I'll save a little something for later.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Death by the Morning here. I'm just calling to tell you about a cool tale from the foxhole I had. It was a Team Slayer on a high ground, and my team was down 48-49, and by the way, this is the closest game of Halo that I've ever played before. I was down on the beach, and I had the sniper rifle, and I looked up towards the bunker place. It's got the annealer on top of it, a big hole in the side. Yeah, that place, and I fired a random shot, and I got a double kill snipe with one shot, and we won the game 49-50. And then, like, 10 seconds, not even, like, 2 seconds later, a dude on my team died. So, yeah, that's it. Lewis, you rock. You're awesome. I agree with Logan Payne. You can't have too much of G. Lewis. It's never a bad thing. Crunk, you're awesome too. Gotta say though, Lewis is better than you. Sorry, had to say it. Keep on frying trucks. That's it.
Hey, Podtacular, Long Range 950, calling in another time. I know you're probably angry at me, calling so many times for the holidays, but hey, but this is awesome tale. I was playing on the Ark campaign, getting the skulls from my other account, and I run through a grenade in my head, but it bounced off my head for some reason. I was landing, oh my freaking god! How did that happen? But then the grenade stuck in the touch of turret I had in my hand, which then killed me. Well, hey, that was some awesome tale. All right. See you, Poptacular.
That was so worth it, man. All right. Here, this one. This is a question that we get a lot, but I've got an answer this time.
Hey, Poptacular, it's a ninja with a... Ninja, yeah. Oops. Ninja with a plan, calling to ask you, Captain Crunk.
Yes, sir.
What's the song for the podcast, like the intro song? Because I've always wondered, but nobody's ever really like said. So if you could just like mention the name, that'd be great. All right.
The name of this song is Humanity by a fellow called Lups. And I think it originally came from the Overclock Remix forums. You go there, or actually, we'll throw a link in the show notes, and go there and download it, and it's all yours. Okay, so, let's see, we've got a couple more. A few shout-outs to some peoples out there. And after that, we're going to roll like we stole.
Hey, what's up? This is JP Ballin 92. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I just want to tell you guys you're doing a great job. Just want to have a shout out to all my friends, and that's pretty much it. Thanks.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Gun Augusta 08. Just wanted to say that you guys are doing great on the show, and it's been really helpful for me. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Psychic21 and Zowrapple. So, good luck with the show.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in. Phone number, again, 206-888-HALO. Call in and get your voicemails. We'll play them. We'll do something. One little bit of sad news or bad news or maybe good news. Is next time voicemails won't be me doing them, so yeah taking a step back, going on, moving on to some other things, but I'll still be around, still be hanging out, trying to play some games here and there, but gonna move on from Podtacular, do some new things, mostly just take a break and try and take care of personal things and real life matters. You know how it is. So we'll catch up with y'all later and see you guys around. Peace.
Thank you, Krunk, for editing all those wonderful, wonderful call-ins from the Podtacular community this week. We greatly appreciate it. And I'm glad I didn't have to wake you up again. It's a good thing you're awake this time.
Yep. And if you guys want to call into Podtacular, the voicemail is always open. And just give us a call at 206-888-HALO.
Kind of like Death Storm's mama. Anyway.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Who are you going to call?
Justin's mama.
Wow.
I are sorry. Guys. A sad face.
Great.
But anyway, we're going to get on with the submissions here, I suppose, right?
I believe so.
This week we have the tales from the foxhole from the Podtacular community.
And we have quite a few, so we might
keep,
not get
keep
to
it up,
all.
By the way, people, because we like to see all these. It's like to see a lot of new people, too. I like seeing that.
Yeah, it's nice to... I mean, this is perhaps the biggest turnout we've had since the podcast has come back on.
The reborn of the podcast.
We have 17 or 18 submissions.
We can make it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Podtacular 2.0.
The form
of coming February 2009, episode 179. It's a weird episode to have like Podtacular 2.0 to come out this episode 179. 2.0 is coming out.
It's getting revamped.
Now with more stuff. G. Lewis. Aw, dang it. Now we're not going to listen to him. If you, man, just remember, if you guys do have like suggestions for the show, either go on the forums and post them, or you know, send us an email. Drop us a line. You know, we always like to hear from you guys.
Yep. Just
different Painkiller. I don't want to hear him no more. Yeah, I keep him getting tired. Sends too many. Like, make me a sandwich. You know, I'm just like, I'm not all about that. You know,
pseudo make me a sandwich.
hey, Sarge. Since you're the intern this week, I want to. I don't know if you got the memo, but pastrami and rye. Remember that.
Oh, okay. Some,
yeah. Okay. Just
should I go make you one now?
No, in about 10 minutes, but I don't need to ask you. You just need to know 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So if I don't answer in 10 minutes, you know what I'm doing.
I know what you're doing.
And not toasted. Not toasted.
Okay.
Wow.
But it's good to see all these submissions, guys. Keep it up.
Yep. Sorry.
You have anything we want to talk about before we start doing this? About maybe like community stuff? About maybe the conference that happened yesterday?
Yeah, we had the conference. Not too many people showed up.
Not the official conference. Yeah, like a conference to the conference?
Sort of.
Conference type deal?
Sort of.
Kind of like. So it's like a meeting to have a meeting sort of thing?
we're having another one in a couple of weeks. Then hopefully we'll get everybody in. The last one was kind of poorly thrown together.
Everyone?
So we'll definitely try to get the next one done a lot better. And we might possibly broadcast it. If we can get
live. Coming to a computer speakers near you.
If we can get some stuff set up, it'll be broadcasted. And
Leadership Conference with G. Lewis. I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm just trying to talk about you.
I noticed. Thank you.
Give some background music.
Okay. Anyway, if you guys have any comments or if you want to see any changes on the site, feel free to just drop an email.
Well, if you want to give us money so we can buy crypto, some Hooked on Phonics. I also need some of that. I'm just kidding.
He needs that.
I'm just kidding.
Or Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone might help.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been trying to learn French. Oui, oui.
I think he needs to learn English.
lol.
Dude, think about Rosetta Stone Leet Speak. That would be awesome.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
JVB would be your commentator. Now we have to make a segment. Now we got to make a segment. All right. JVB's going to make Rosetta Stone lead speak. Okay.
Wow. That would be something else.
I actually sent JVB a text this week. I don't remember if I emailed it to him, but I sent him a text about doing a comeback song after he did No Air. We were thinking about doing Rihanna's Umbrella. So, be on the lookout for that, for JVB's comeback song. With on the line. He's got an eye.
Okay.
You know.
But yeah. So, conference in a few weeks. And hopefully we'll be able to get some other things going. We have the
Podtacular
teams.
G. Lewis.
They're cooking up some stuff. Apparently they have some some big plans, and they got some good talent over there, so we're expecting a lot out of them.
Over where?
The Machinima team.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, I was thinking about buying a cap card myself. I would like to get in on that action.
Yeah. There's a possibility of Halo news coming back.
Oh,
Halo.
Man.
Yeah.
Is Chevelle going to do it? Please.
What? I haven't heard from Chevelle. I don't know if Chevelle is in there or not.
Oh, I want Shovel back.
Dr.
Shovel. Shovel, if you're listening, send me an email. We will get the ball rolling.
Also, The Rhett clan, if you've been paying attention on the forums, has been undergoing quite a few changes. We have the texting service that got activated a couple weeks back.
Yeah, which is annoying. I've been getting so many text messages from this stuff. Crypto's like, hey, how are you today? And I'm like, this is a Rhett clan texting thing. It's supposed to be official stuff, man. And he's like, you want to play some basketball? KG's over and was asking about you. And I was like, oh, man. Let's do another one-on-one. Okay, whatever. I could use another $100.
A couple other things that to look forward to. Trying to revamp the Podtacular face-offs, hoping to bring that back within the month. Oh. And also,
lickety split.
Look forward to a bi-monthly community night. It's going to be set up by Chucky J.
And Chucky, just
basically
Chucky.
Be a night of Halo 3, just customs and whatever we feel like doing.
And tell us, we were thinking about getting some like special guest hosts, like people in the community. If you guys have any suggestions of who you'd like to hear, just send them in, you know.
Like Bill Gates or...
Yeah, like Bill Gates or President Obama or, you know, like Rush Limbaugh or General Petraeus. If we want anybody like important, like Katie Couric, John Madden, you know, we got them all. So Chuck Norris, your mic just got really loud.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah!
Maybe you need to, like, turn it down a notch.
So yeah, that's basically what went on during the conference, and
we just lulled a whole bunch of Duststorm was like, we need to do this, and Crypto was like, I like garlic bread, and then we didn't, you know.
I'm at all my garlic bread.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get to the submissions that we got for this week, shall we?
Whoop, whoop. Okay, we're going to start back with submissions. I'm going to go for the first one. We got Blood God 1. I think this is his first submission. Would you guys agree? I've never seen him before. That's good.
I don't recognize him either.
That's good. I'm glad I got to read it. This comes in from Blood God 1. Okay, I was playing Griffball, and I was on the bomb spawn point about to pick up it, but I got surrounded. I pulled up the grav hammer and whacked the ground, and they all went flying. A couple of them actually hit the ceiling of the map. Well, I got an overkill from that one strike and went on a killing spree with the bomb. But the moment I armed the bomb, I died from an assassination, a backsmack, as I would like to call it. But at least I went out with a, as he puts it, a bang.
With a little bang.
Nice.
Like a gunshot.
Ba-bam!
Bam!
Ba-bam!
That's pretty cool. I mean, he just like, bam! And then he kills them all. He's just like, yeah, what you got?
It's like, no.
I just killed you all.
They go flying.
They can't do nothing when they're all dead. But apparently they can backsmack him when he's trying to arm the bomb. But good job, buddy. That was a good one. Good try.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, I'll take the next one.
Go for it.
Uh-oh. At least we're in for it. Rosetta Snow.
H.U.G. Lewis character. Hey, Podtacular.
Oh, dude man, before we go on, sorry, let me edit real quick. If you read the end of his thing, I think he means to say, keep on fragging Duststorm's mom. I'm guessing she thinks G. Lewis is a bad role model for him. I'm guessing he put she, not the. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only mistake I found in that.
Nice. Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Hey. Elite Spartan says, hey Podtacular, it's Elite Spartan 182 again with a tale from the foxhole. It was on Last Resort, I was playing matchmaking in Team Slayer with this one of my friends, Goalie336. He had the Invis and the shotgun, I was going after the Spartan laser. We lowered the bridge.
Splaser.
And we got...
Splaser time!
Okay.
We lowered the bridge and he got in a firefight and it was lagging bad. So I was getting shot like crazy and grabbed the splays and shot randomly into the crowd. And then one shot I got a triple kill from one splays shot.
Wow!
From the splays.
That's an achievement, buddy. Wait, no, that's a free for all achievement.
Free for all achievement.
Oh,
I went back into the theater and watched it. It turns out that they were shooting at me.
Sorry,
let them speak.
What?
Rosetta Stone, please sponsor us. If you're listening,
one mistake in here, by the way.
Yeah, there are, but I don't understand.
94. I went back into theater and watched it. It turns out that when they were shooting me from the sniper tower, my laser shot through one of the guys, hit a fusion coil, and...
Yep.
The other two.
Yep.
Okay. It yupped him in the face.
It yupped him in the face. So from now on, I guess...
Yup.
Oh, it's not going to be noticed. Yup.
I don't have the film because I showed it to my friend Goalie336. Then it was my bro. Then it was my bro's turn on the box. We share the 360. I lost the film. Sorry. Good luck with the show. Keep on fragging dust on his mum. She thinks she Lewis is a bad role model for him. Try something. Try to submit to the podcast every time I can.
That's a great resolution. Everybody should have that. No other resolutions are needed.
Yup, man.
But why does your mom think I'm a bad role model for you, Dusty? What
she
did she say about
you?
Oh, that's what you think. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, no, that's what she thinks.
Oh.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my goodness. It's snowing really, really, really bad.
It has nothing to do about Halo unless you're on Avalanche.
Yeah, but I think he's in an Avalanche.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, the next one comes from Leonidas.
Connor.
Leonidas117 from Gamer Chief.
You skipped Canary.
Oh, I did.
Aw, Canary.
I scrolled down too far.
He's gonna
eat
you.
Okay, Faux Canary comes next.
Leonidas will be coming up next after
After the break. Okay, Faux Canary writes in, "Hey Podtech, this is Faux Canary sending in a tale from the foxhole. A couple of months ago, I was playing Team Slayer, I believe, if not, it was Multiflag, on standoff, and the game was lagging pretty bad. Well, really soon after the game started, I was confronted with a fully loaded warthog from the other team and was killed. Before I died, I threw a sticky nade at the seemingly motionless warthog, cause of lag. The nade stuck the vehicle and gave me a laggy triple kill from the grave with lots of flying bodies and vehicle parts. I have the video of the clip and the pic, so I'll try to get it up on my file share by the time the show comes out. Thanks for all the hard work you guys put into making this podcast happen. Keep on fragging the guy who had the bad connection."
Yes, I hate... Don't you hate that? Like, you're so pumped to play, and then you start playing, and it's lagging, and you're just like, no! Kind of like listening to... It's kind of like listening to Crypto try to read a submission, and that's kind of the same thing. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I do hate you.
It's all love.
Still it's all love.
You know you love us.
I do it for the lols. That sounds pretty cool, though. I like to see that video, so whenever you... I'll check it out. I think you're on my friends list, so I'll check it out once I get out of here.
Cool.
Lol, 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 lol. Oh, long one next. Jeez, yes. I'm glad that... That Sarge gets this one. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I get the novel.
Hey, intern, read this one. Where's my sandwich?
Oh, I forgot. I'll be right back. You guys can read this. I'll go make the sandwich.
No, you read first, then you get sandwich.
Okay.
Actually, wait. I think he wants Crypto to read it. Crypto, do you want? It says right here. Do you want to read it, Crypto?
I don't mind.
Okay. Hey, why don't we go get a Sarge and make me a sandwich in Crypto? Why don't you read this one?
Okay, dokie. This next submission is from Leonidas117. Hey,
Strong
artist
Leonidas. Rise. Yeah, that right there. Yeah. Yeah. And the mayonnaise. And the mayonnaise. And the mayonnaise. Lots of mayonnaise.
Shut the f*** up. Edit. Edit.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you.
He just did it for the lol.
Oh my god.
Dad, dad, dad.
Frustrated cat is frustrated.
Okay. Try again.
Okay, this next submission is from Leonardus117. Hey all, it's Leonardus117 from staff at GameAndChief.com, which has just hit 420 members.
Woot!
Wow, congrats!
Congrats!
Yeah, yeah. Congrats. It's time for Crypto's reading list this week, if he's on, which I am. Yeah, the joys. I'm overjoyed. Thank you. I'm sending in for the Collins Tales from the Foxhole show this week. My first tale is when I was playing Team Crazy King on Snowbound with three other Game of Chief staff members. Two of them are HLG members. Ooh. So it's no surprise that the root shot rounds start raining down.
What's HLG mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, Leonash, in your next submission, let us know what HLG means, because I have no idea.
Started raining down from the spires on the top of the bases. We were rushing into the base. I had just gotten to the middle crevice into the bottom where two red team members came out of it. Oh, I wonder what they was doing. In a crevice. For my surprise, it showed the animation, but when I hit him, nothing happened. I hit him, but no damage occurred. I then promptly died. Right after that, I was running towards someone, and a grenade went off beside me. When the flash cleared, another enemy spawned behind me and hit me, killing
me. That's a dark submission right there, man. You just get old.
You're bruised. I've been a fan of Banjo since Halo 1 for PC. Whoop, whoop. I love the thrill of engaging in those dogfights where you just circle around the other guy and try and outsmart each other. That's gone in Halo 3 mostly. Now for the next story.
That's completely random. Where did that... There's no Banshee on Snowbound. Thank you for the randomest quote of the week by Leonidas117 from GamerChief.com.
I was just pulling
up... Hey guys, I'm just kidding.
I was just pulling up from a kill that got me a frenzy. I've gotten it. I had gotten bored. Okay, starts again.
Let us don't please.
I was just pulling up from a kill that got me a frenzy. I got boarded and rammed the guy to the ground on Valhalla by spinning. Yeah. Oh, that's why he's talking about the Banshee. I get it. He died and fell off, but not before the missile launcher guy noticed. He fired all of the shots he could at me, only to have them blocked by the water going through his base. And two at the flying hog, which I dodged. The hog spun all the way across to the other base, killing three of my team and two of his teammates by landing on them. Then he stuck.
What? How did it land on five people? Holy, that must have been like epic hog. I think it was like a cruise missile.
Wow.
So when I blew up the bottom half of the Banshee, spun like a
shuriken.
Like a shuriken. I don't know what one of those is.
It's a Pokemon.
It's a ninja star.
Well, it does Pokemon a bit.
Oh. But yeah, it is Pokemon.
And him in the head, killing him. Every player on the map died in that amount of time. And another.
Wow.
Treat.
I want a film of that.
I do too.
It was Team Snipers on Valhalla, and me and a friend, Sir Fit. Yeah, he's cool. We're teamed against three other guys. Our teammates left. We were pushing forward from a set of killing sprees. The other team got, and we were tied with them for 39, and all the way to 49. Okay, that makes sense. We were back to back with the big middle hill, and we had each picked our targets. One of the enemies unscoped me. No scope. Unscoped. Cool.
Unscoped.
What's unscoped?
No scope.
Oh, yes. He got a...
No.
Yeah, no scope.
Me with a stray shot, and I turned and fired for a no scope. Yeah.
No scope. He didn't scope his
gun. As I pulled the trigger, I heard yet another shot being fired at the same time. Me and Sir Fett. It's a weird name. I'm Sir Enfett. I don't know.
Sir Enfett.
Sir Enfett. Both headshots. Yeah. And we congratulated each other. That must have been nice.
High five.
Then the score came to... High five! And the score came to 51-49 on a game that could only get 50 kills. Oh, that's peculiar. We went back into the theater and found out we had fired the exact same frame, which gave us the extra win. This is an old game, so I don't have the video for it. Building onto my shoutout list. Shoutouts to Fumo Jive, JVB, Duststorm, Crypto, G, Lois, Chucky J.
Like Lois and Clark.
Lois!
Certain Fat Flare, 1122, Silent Getcha, White Crow, Lenny at DSBA.net, Bill the Beast, Lancelot, whatever guest host you guys have this go around. That's really powerful.
Aaron with Sards.
Doug Helm. Fluffball 101, Nero the Demon, who messages me like every 25 minutes on Steam. And the staff at GameAchieves.com, Bjorn_248, Delta Commander, QXII, and Savior Omega. That's all I have this week. Keep on telefragging the Avalanche Yeti, cousin of the Ghost of Lockout. Thank
you. You know, I just got to thinking after reading all his submissions that we've read, I think that the staff at Gamer Chiefs is probably Bajoran, Delta Commander, Quijai, and then Savior
Omega.
Yeah.
Those are probably the staff. I just caught on to that. I don't know.
You're running a little slow there, G. Lewis.
Yeah, but I'm slow.
G. Lewis.
It's K.
G. Lewis.
Hire a guy. Come teach you lessons. It's K.
It's K.
Crypto can now rest.
Hey, this sandwich is good. I like it. Sarge, read!
Oh, guys.
Thank you for the sandwich.
No problem. Scarface underscore Spartan. No, hey, guys. No. It's me, Scarface. This is a first non-ALO-based tale, so I hope you guys accept it.
Nope.
Accept it?
No, we can't. Yeah, that's fine.
Start. I got bored of playing.
You like to start in the submission. It's like, okay.
It's not. Okay, so I decided to go back to get some good all day Battlefield 2. So here's the deal. I was a standard conquest game type on the Frag Happy Strike at Karkland.
What?
I joined the
FPC.
This is foreign. And chose the sniper class. After that, I spawned.
Totally confused.
I am too.
Wow, that's amazing.
But just like 2 seconds after I spawned, I got Frag killed. Yay! Nothing Frag happy strike at Karkland. So then I chose a spawn that is a bit farther from all the action. Decided to go for some sniping. One kill, two kill, three kills. So the kills kept on stacking till I ran out of ammo. So I asked the tender for a supply drop and a UAV scan in the area, which of course he accepted. Then it happened. The fun hack glitched of a whatchamacallit. It started raining literally UAVs, supply drops, and tanks. Right, so yes, this may be the most boring tales yet or ever. Yay, sigh, yawn, snore.
I hope you don't do this in like job interviews. Don't you gotta build yourself up, son. You gotta be like, yeah, this sucks. If you think it sucks, don't send it. I was pretty, like, so it just started raining UAVs. That would suck.
Yeah. Advertising.
I wonder if he was killed by the Guardian.
In Battlefield. Yeah. Say in a fancy voice. Advertisements. You have Battlefield. Got nobody to play with. Is the bunny hopping getting to you? Well, don't fret. Join the Pod PC BF2 clan. We have currently 15 slots open. But wait, there's more. Join now and we'll throw in a free picture of Nana and his family. Join now! Woo!
Yes! I'm joining. Where do I join? Where do I join? Where do I join? How do I do it?
Podticker.com.
Podticker.com. Go now, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Also, I want to give a shout out for Tokyo and America for currently being the only member for BF2 clan. Keep on.
And G. Lewis. No. I'll be a member. Oh, wait. What about you, Dustum? You play this every day. You were just playing it before we started.
No, I was playing TF2, not BF2.
Oh, sorry.
Although I do have BF2.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're mixing me up with the B's and the T's and the Q's.
And the elemental P's.
Hey, Crypto, you probably would know the difference, though, right?
Right.
I don't know if you should say his keep on fragging thing.
We'll say noobs.
Nubs.
Nubs. Keep on fragging nubs. Anyway. Nice submission. Be sure to check out the BF2, not TF2.
Or Elemental P2s.
Alright, who wants the next one? It says do an Australian accent, so I think that Crypto should do this one because he's got a Brit accent. Crypto, are you down?
He's close. No, I can't do Australian accents. Don't be silly.
You can do a lot better than me. You can.
Yes.
You gotta be like Steve Owen and the Crocodiles.
Right, Dusty, you're officially doing this one.
Oh no!
Shouldn't have done that.
Yep, Dusty wins.
I'm not doing the accent though.
Crikey!
Oi! Okay.
Right, right over this hill is a big, big brute. And if I go over there with the sniper rifle, all I gotta do is shoot him twice in the face. The first one takes out his armor, and the second one kills him. It's all you got to do, you see? What do you think?
Okay.
That was better.
Okay, so Crazy Knight writes in, "Hey, Podtackler, I knew I'd be back." Okay, if you didn't read that in an Australian accent. Oh,
angry face.
Well, here's
you're
my
supposed
story.
To read this. Oh my god! I knew I'd be back, eh?
No, I'd be back, eh? Righto. Well, here's my story.
It's not Australian.
I was playing Team Swallow on Halo 2, and I was bored out of my mind, sitting like in the pregame lobby.
What is that?
What is this rubbish?
All right, this guy named Peter walks in, and he goes like, "The Crazy Knight? Hey, weren't we just playing Fable?" I'm like, no. I just registered this gamertag like 5 minutes ago. So he's getting mad at me, right? Duh. The game starts up. He winds up on the other team, and here's my score. 20. His score, -2. Then I jump up to him in a game of Team Slayer, and I grenade jump thanks to him, and beat him down with a plasma pistol.
Whoa.
I was laughing out loud, I add him, and pretty much stalk him the rest of the day until he gets off.
What?
I guess he followed him through... I don't know.
Probably went to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got him
as usual, keep on fighting people who's used Linux penguins, and Logan has not seeked me out yet. Oh, and frag trucks carrying Max, too.
Yes! I agree.
I concur too.
I concur to that statement, even though I've never used one. I'm just kidding. Hello, I'm a Mac. Fragged.
No, you should see like the Master Chief coming in, just stick it, like throw a sticky at it.
Bet you can't stick it. And he throws it again.
Bet you can't stick it, Master Chief.
That's what she said.
It is what she said.
Yeah, you're right. That is what next one we got here is from Big Gooba Fish. Hi, Podtacular. This is Big Gooba Fish sending in my second submission for the show. Righto. I have a pretty funny tale from the foxhole for you guys. Me and my friend were playing a custom match from Foundry Forge Creation, which consisted of four bases. I jumped on one of the ghosts and started boosting forward to end up out in the open. So I guess he got in a ghost and he boosted and went out in the middle. Then my friend randomly falls from the sky while I'm boosting and lands right on the front of my speeding machine, giving me a spectacular splatter. I like to call it a splactacular, you know what I'm saying? This happened because shortly after I got in the ghost, my friend jumped into the man cannon and he launched to the air, only to land where I was boosting with the ghost. Unfortunately, I have no footage to show you since this was done on my friend's Xbox and he cannot find any way to get it on to Xbox Live. Keep on fragging random assault rifles. No, keep on fragging random special assault rifles that rain from the sky and scratch Nene's special anus armor.
Apical.
I don't know how to say that.
I just figured he spelled special wrong.
Apical?
Because The A is next to the S.
Oh, I know, but still.
S-P-E-C-I-A. I just figured he just spelled special wrong. That's what I was. Sorry, but yeah, that's what's pretty. I hate that when you just start like randomly boosting, and then like your friend gets in the way, and you kill him. And you're like, "Why'd you get in my way?" And he's like, "Why'd you assault? Why'd you splatter me?" And you're like, "Well, I won."
I won. Like, get out of my way.
Dead, not me. So should have been looking both ways for you cross the street, son. So, I don't think.
Or looking down.
Good. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get through all of these submissions today.
No, not even close.
No, we have the call-ins as well, don't forget. Edit, by the way.
Oh. I'll get the next one?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, Lone Soldier 332. Hey, 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 what's up, Hottacular?
Hey,
boo-boo. That's a really nice picnic basket.
It's Lone Soldier 332 returning after a long time of no computer. Sad face. Oh. I finally got it back from the repair shop, so now I'm back up to speed. So I've got a short tale from El Foxhole for you.
This is Leif Foxhole.
Lay. Well, I
Definitely
was away.
Foxhole.
Wee wee.
Spanish.
Lo.
Well, I was away from the internet. I played through the Halo 3 campaign by myself on a heroic just for kicks. I turned on all the skulls except for Fog and Iron, so as you can guess, I got raped a lot. But on Sierra 117, one very awesome thing happened at the end of the level. I just opened up the cell, and saved Johnson again. Then the two phantoms showed up after about half hour of hiding and spontaneously combusting. I finally decided to take my special assault rifle and the one plasma grenade I had left and charge the Brute Chieftain. He pummeled me several times, but I finally decided to try something.
Wow.
I
threw
the plasma grenade at the Chieftain. At that very moment, he decided to activate his invincibility pickup. The grenade bounced off the Chieftain and stuck to my boot. I sighed, ready to spontaneously combust again, but to my surprise, I didn't. My guess is that it was a glitch, but I was sent flying into the air directly into a phantom. The impact broke the turret and sent the grunt operating in it to the water. I was laughing and hiding as the Arbiter and Johnson finished off the Covenant. Then my equipment cut short as Kilo 2-3 blew up my phantom and I was to the water below. I hadn't gotten a checkpoint, so I had to start.
Oh, no!
Yes, I turned off 5360 and went to bed. Well, that's my tale. Catch you all on the forums. Keep on praying.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
That was
epic. I get to see him, like, flying up like a rocket into it and blowing up the ghost.
That's gotta suck. Like...
Master Chief Rocket. Or to your feature. Featuring the Spartan Rocket. Call 888. No, wait, hold on. Call the Vision. Call the Podtechman voicemail line to order your new Master Chief Rocket. Only $10.5 million.
And once in a lifetime experience.
Only $2.5 million Microsoft points.
Well, we're going to get to a few more before we leave. We're going to get to some ones that...
Today, if you buy your Spartan Rocket, you get one free! Brought to you by... Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so the next one comes from Talon Claw. He writes, "Hey, Podtacular, just registered and I thought I'd drop a submission. Well, first of all, I thought I'd make your life easier to use punctuation." Very nice. I appreciate that. "I swear I hear you walking off and swearing when some emails come through. However, I digress. First of all, I once got an overkill with one laser shot on Sandtrap. Here's a tip, kiddies. Packing a warthog up to the brim when standing on it will not give you superpowers."
Oh. Yes, it does.
No.
What? Oh. I'm trying to play MLG like that the whole... No wonder I'm not pro. Jeez.
My friend wants
Here
to
I
this.
Am, thinking I'm going to be the next T-Squared. I'm drinking his Dr. Pepper, and I'm loading up the warthog. What? Okay, anyway, keep going.
Okay. He says, another time I grabbed the sniper rifle and set up shop on the top of a ruined walkway on Last Resort. I got my first and only perfection with 34 kills and no deaths. Quite a feat. Sorry it's not long, that's all. Keep blasting away newcomers and dominating at Halo.
Yay.
Cool.
Dominant.
Oh, well, that reminded me. That reminded me of a Foxhole I got.
Okay. Really? Do tell.
Yeah. Yeah, we were playing on Valhalla, and these guys, they were just jumping on top of these the Warthog, and they packed the whole team on top of the Warthog. Three, two, one in the driver's seat, one in the passenger, one gunning, and three on top of it. And my friend lasered the Warthog and got I don't know what it was.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro or something. I don't know. It was crazy.
That's nuts.
I think I have the video still.
Yeah, this one time when I was playing Walshy, I got owned. I'm just kidding. Anyway, okay. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Moving on.
I'll do the next one.
Go for it.
Hello, Podtacular. This is Adam Suskind? Did I say that correctly?
Suskind? Yeah. Suskind.
Adam Suskind with a message about my graphic series. I've been writing the serial for about 2 months now, and the 20-page weekly story has almost reached its 10th episode. And we'll have, as of February 3rd, I'd like to welcome the community to enjoy it at chaostheory.halo3webcomics.com. Enjoy, everyone. Adam Suskind, writer and producer, Chaos Theory.
Chaos Theory? Chaos Theory.
But check it out. It's chaostheory.halo3webcomics.com. Chaos Space Theory. I don't know.
I think it's one word.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all one word.
Cool. Thanks for sending it in.
Thank you.
I'll take this one.
This next submission is from the Jackal. Ooh, hey, it's the Jackal here. I just wanted to share a tale from the Foxhole from before my account got hacked. Sad face.
Sad face.
Two of my friends and I were playing Social Slayer one day. They were guests on my account. It was 3v3. It was Team Slayer on Valhalla, and we were owning pretty badly. I was in the center of the hill, using my BR to put some shots onto the enemy. That was on the turret field cave on the open ocean side of the map. Never heard it called that before. Oh yeah, I know where he means.
Red base, maybe?
I'm a noob. Get over it.
He
took behind cover, I aimed up and chucked a plasma at him. Apparently the grenade guards had other things in mind. As my plasma was flying through the air, my friend in the Banshee cuts right across my screen and smacks into the plasma. Bam! Excellent. Couldn't have gone better. My friend let out a cry. What the heck just happened? All I could reply was, sorry dude, how unfortunate. We all thought it was pretty hilarious. Well, that's it for me. Thanks for reading my submission. Shout out to Russell Bamf, Red Mist 960, Stretch X 101. Keep on bragging people that use numbers when they could just use letters.
He's using me speak.
95% letter.
He was hooked on phonics.
3P0M.
You use that Rosetta Stone lol speak thing we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, that's one of those moments where you just can't help but laugh. It's like, sorry, like, and then you mute your mic and you just burst out laughing.
My bad.
What a
What's up, Particular?
Sorry.
Come out and play, yay!
Okay.
Anyway, okay, I guess we'll go down to the next one here. It's from Fisherman Q. He writes, and what's up, PodTech? I'm Fisherman Q, long-time listener, first-time submitter. Good job submitting finally. So my tale from the foxhole is that I was playing on a Team Slayer. Okay, well, hold up. Okay. Hold
this
up.
Guy's all right. Before and it's not his
rewind.
All right. Let's start. I can do this. Okay, so my tale from the foxhole is that I was playing on Team Slayer with some friends at Last Resort, and I respawned on the shoddy side. I went for sniper, and this is the crazy part. I grabbed the sniper, and then I aimed, and bam! Overkill, extermination, one bullet, four headshots. It's kind of like what Puckett said on the MLG Top 10. If he ever sees that, he will put it on there. Sorry, this isn't on my file share because I'm lazy. Way to be lazy. Keep on fragging trucks that are driven by Yetis who trucks were stolen by Nene, who is trying to destroy the anus armor Chuck Norris so he can destroy all midgets. Oh, boy. And Brits while destroying trucks driven by Nene.
Whoa. That's a pretty good one. That is a pretty good fragging trucks right there.
Talk
to Brits.
Except for the Britain bit. Now, if you put destroying all midgets... And French people.
French is fine.
Then it would have been great. I'm just kidding. Anyway, good submission. That is pretty cool, getting a one-shot overkill exterm snipe. That's pretty difficult.
Fillmore didn't happen.
Yeah, vids or GTFO.
Vids or GTFO. Oh, I love it.
Okay. That's what I say to all my girlfriends, and that's why I'm single.
I'll get the next one.
Go for it.
Okay, stall me, please. Hey, Mr. Storm, Mr. Lewis, and Mr. Flex. I am here with
Hello.
A tale from
and Mr.
The
Sarge.
Wolf. The Wolf Hole. I was on Ghost Town stalking a private around. I was trying to get an assassination on him. Make him feel like the biggest noob. Dramatic pause. He turned around and owned me. Now I feel like a noob. Keep on framing watches. Crypto, check your wrist. Your watch is gone. I stole it.
I don't have it on because the batteries ran out. So.
No.
Because he stole it and he worried about the batteries and he gave it back when the batteries were dead. God, don't you understand?
Well, I don't even know if he's talking about CryptoFlex, because he spells crypto with a K. So I think he got someone
probably
else.
Oh, somebody else. Oh, okay.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that's all the time that we have for submissions today.
Because we got to go watch the Super Bowl. The Super
we
Bowl.
We got to sleep.
Super Bowl. Well, yeah, you have to be over there and...
It's a cool lamp.
We should, in homage of the Super Bowl, we should do the wrap up in John Madden's voice, or as we are football.
No,
comment.
No.
Can I do my part as a commentator?
I can't do that.
If you want to, but
yes,
I'm not doing it. But thanks to everyone for sending your comments in. We really appreciate the big support that we got this time. Keep up the good work. And for all the new members for submitting, we...
And it's the PodTagger community sending in a whole bunch of stuff for the podcast, just being phenomenal, sending in all their stuff. Look at them, just coming in, sending in all this stuff for us to use. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you, PodTagger.
We liked hearing from new members. We got plenty of new people today, so keep it up and welcome to the community. Hope you find your niche somewhere. So without further ado, wrapping this up. Send your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
This is what the listeners need to do to win. They need to check us out at podtagger.com. Then go to the forums. There's lots of events, projects, friends, and cool people to play Halo with. Just remember to do that.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Destructoid.
Destructoid. Sweet.
SpongeBob SquarePants! Stepping on the beach!
Anyway.
Well, thanks, Sarge, for being on this week. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming.
Next week's show is the Around the Ring show with where Lancelot will be back on.
Break time!
Lancelot will be on, and we are doing our first episode of the DRM debate. We're going to have a couple of those. Ooh. So
iTunes is getting rid of DRM.
Be sure to check that out next week. Send in all your stuff from the front page, and we are hoping for a big outcome for next week. Yeah, use the big green button.
Not as big as your mom's big green button.
Ooh, lol, lol, lol. I would agree with that, though. I've seen it. It's huge.
Oh,
it's pretty big.
Is that a euphemism?
Euthanasia?
Oh, what are we laughing about? Oh, that was a joke? Oh, okay.
Okay, so until next time, I'm Dustin.
I'm Crypto Flitch.
I'm G Lewis.
And I'm Paranoid.
Oh.
See you guys.
What are you paranoid about? Oh, that's your name. My bad.
There's only one thing left to say.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle.
We must start recording.
The
chopper's on its way. Put the headset down.
All of a sudden,
we have to start recording.
There shined a shiny demon.
Got to push the record button to start.
I've got
the rest of the record button. Don't Montana.
It's the red thing.
You fucking cockroach. Put your mic on. You start recording now.
Alright, hold up. You know, I want to meet somebody who can talk like Little Jacob from wasn't that his name? From Grand Theft Auto, the Jamaican guy. You sure? Blame it on Crypto. Okay. Just blame it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not blaming it on Crypto. I'm blaming it on his hardware.
Crypto, you're British, okay? I understand that you're part of a firm. That's a big deal, alright? Alright, Crypto.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but when you're on the show comes first, son. That's all I'm trying to say.
Gotta take one from the team.
I don't really care about Liverpool or Chelsea or whoever. Whoever you like. I really don't care. One of my fraternity brothers is like a huge Manchester United fan. Yeah, we go to watch the things at the pub. And then I've noticed that every time the soccer ball goes close to the net, even though you know he's not going to get it in, every time he gets close to the net, everybody in the place just freaks out. You know, I mean, like, they're going completely insane. He's just close to it. He's not even going to shoot the ball. It's like they have, like, this within 10 feet thing. They also start freaking out. Just like, he's not going to score. And they're like, yeah, I know. Why are you freaking out?
Well, he's close.
Yeah, you know.
He might score.
It's kind of like you see one of your friends who hasn't played in a while and you guys are out of the club. And it's just like, oh, he's going to get there. Damn it, he didn't.
I can read. I'm not lying.
I can't read. It's what my mom says. I'm a good reader. Okay, say words and sentences. Paragraphs. The paragraphs are hard.
Sounds like crypto.
Yo.
He's like, hi, that's me.
Oh, me?
Okay. Dude, that the MLG Dr. Pepper, that idea was great because I've already bought like 13 bottles because of it. I never really drank Dr. Pepper before until T Squared was on it. Now I just drink it all the time. Yeah, T Squared's on the MLD, the 20 milli, the small one. Come on, what's it called?
It's the best song in the world.
The best song in the world.
I don't actually like, Nation Ten. I don't know. I just don't enjoy their music.
This week on the GamerCast Network. This week, Podtacular opens up their listener voicemail for call-ins and tales from the Foxhole Show, checking up on the community's Halo 3 stories from customs and matchmaking. This week, Podtoid asks, does the Prince of Persia DLC charge customers for a more complete story? Do we want games to be a respected art form anytime soon? And will we ever call TIFF? Tune in to Uncle Gamer Radio for their own special brand of humor. On the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, is Killzone 2 overhyped? And Sony has finally figured out a way to solve all of the PSP problems. This week, the Gamertag Radio staff interviews the producer of 3-on-3 NHL Arcade for the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. Also, a review of Afro Samurai by Poston J. The podcast features fortnightly abuse and vulgarity from Destructoid.com's British Do-Nothings. They sometimes talk about video games as well. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.